now to the banking inquiry. The former financial regulator has told the inquiry that they placed too much trust in banks and that that was a clear failure. Patrick Neary said the banks should have known what they were doing, and he blamed the system of regulation, and he conceded that they did have powers to curb lending, but they didn't use them. We'll be hearing from economist David McWilliams in just a few minutes. First, this report from Sandra Hurley.
6 years after he retired as financial regulator, Patrick Neary returned to explain how it went so badly wrong. He blamed the system of light-touch regulation.
So there was trust and reliance placed on the boards and management of the banks to conduct their affairs prudently and properly. That was part of the model of supervision that was put in place by the authority. And that clearly failed.
He was pushed on this by Fine Gael's Kieran O'Donnell.
You said earlier you bought into a principle-based regulation. Why did you buy into a principle-based regulation?
Well, I believed at the time, as did all members of the authority, that there was a resource within the financial system, like within the banks, that could be seen as an extension of our own resource. Like there was, and I think we mentioned it already this morning, you know, there was a huge risk management resource in AIB, and I thought we could sort of tap into that.
You believe the banks should regulate themselves?
No, I didn't believe that, but I believe the combination of the prescribed requirements in relation to capital and liquidity combined with the risk management resources in the banks themselves would ensure that
Did you rely on the banks for analysis of risk management? Did you rely on the banks for the analysis of risk management?
Yes, we did, and that's why because we believed that they were best placed to know their own business, to know the risks in their own business.
Fianna Fáil's Michael McGrath returned to the system of regulation.
Can I put to you some of the central conclusions of Professor Honohan in his official report on the regulatory approach? He says it was and was perceived to be excessively deferential and accommodating, insufficiently challenging and not persistent enough. It meant not moving decisively and effectively enough against banks with governance issues. Corrective regulatory intervention was delayed and timid. There was a pattern of inconclusive engagement of regulated entities on prudential matters and a lack of decisive follow-through. Do you accept that?
Well, I think as a general assessment of principles-led supervision, it's very, very, very hard to argue against it.
Assessment of principles-led supervision, Mr. Neary, it is an assessment of your application of regulation during your tenure.
Well,
that's what it is.
Well, I think we'll have to agree to differ on that, Deputy, because I think the authority took the view that the principles-led supervision regime was the appropriate one, and it clearly did not deliver the desired outcomes.
He admitted they had powers they didn't use.
You know, if it had really, really set a hard, well-defined limit, I think we would have been able to bring some control onto the situation.
Okay.
Last week, Central Bank Governor John Hurley placed responsibility for the banks squarely with the regulator, a point brought up by Chairman Ciarán Lynch.
The financial regulator was accountable to its own board. It was not accountable to the governor of the central bank. Can I ask you, is this accurate? Were you independent and were you accountable to the governor or the board or the central bank or anyone else?
Yes, Chairman, I think you could consider that the authority was independent, call it as systemic risk or financial stability. Yeah, that was clearly, in our view, the responsibility of the central bank.
Former financial regulator Patrick Neary, ending that report by Sandra Hurley. With me in studio, economist David McWilliams. This sounds like the man whose hand was most definitely not on the tiller.
Richard, when you listen to that, when you actually digest even this short report, it does make you question, who the hell are these individuals who were at the top of running this economy through that entire decade? I see the banks blame the regulator blames the central bank then blames the regulator, who blames the banks, and they all blame Europe. Now, when you actually stand back as a citizen of this country And irrespective of whether you're a trained economist or not, as a citizen, it does terrify you. And you hope that this has changed dramatically. You really do. Because when you hear, as you said, the guy who was paid to protect the system, blaming the system itself, it really is laughable if it wasn't so pathetically serious.
Mr. Neary said the regulator's decisions reflected forecasts from the central bank, which it was, quote, obliged to follow.
Look, I was an economist in the central bank, okay? Just because you belong to an institution doesn't mean you lose your common sense and you lose all rationality. And when I was in there many years ago, I remember many people saying, you know, the economy looks to be, it was during the currency crisis, for example. You could have different opinions, okay? I think the central bank failed profoundly. I think the regulator failed profoundly. I think the Department of Finance failed profoundly. And in so doing, not only engendered or endangered, but endangered the entire economy. So if we, again, we've got to stand back and say, look, this is a bit like a pyromaniac. Think about a forest fire, because a banking crisis is like a forest fire in an economy. So you have the pyromaniacs, the banks who started it. You have the early warning guys, i.e. the regulator who should have been warning. And ultimately they all said, well, don't worry, it'll be fine. The fire is ultimately in control. When the fire gets out of control, as it did do 2007, 2008, the politicians have to come in and put out the fire. So at every stage, what you have now is the pyromaniacs, the bankers themselves, are blaming the regulator. The regulator blames somebody else. Now, ultimately, I remember saying 10 years ago, Richard, that the Irish banking system is going to fail because the property market is out of control. And I said at the banking inquiry that the Irish banking system, when you look at it now, was set up to fail. It couldn't have not failed, in the sense that it wasn't a question of if, but when. Now, why is this? And this is what the regulator should have seen, was the banks were financing themselves with other people's money. Sure. What's called, you know, borrowing from Germany and Spain and France and Italy and the UK and America. And that money always leaves the banking system.
Patrick Neary came out today with an astounding comment of the banks should have known what they were doing. And that begs the question.
That's the regulator's job.
Exactly.
This is the regulator's job is always to be the enemy of the banks. They shouldn't be playing golf with them. They shouldn't be going for lunch with them. The banks should be afraid when they walk into the regulator. And the regulator should at every stage, because if you think about it, the central bank and the regulator can see every single financial transaction at the end of the day on a trading account. So they know all this.
Did Patrick Neary say anything today that was new to you that added to the sum of human understanding about what went wrong, or anything that would in fact lessen him or sort of elevate him in your eyes in terms of what he did?
Look, I think that, okay, to answer the question, I think in Ireland people want to find the one unique culpable villain. It wasn't like that. If it hadn't been Neary, it would have been somebody else. The institutions were sick. The institutions were problematic. The people at the top only reflected the institutions. I'm not saying that Neary was obviously arguably the worst regulator the world has ever seen. But my point is the central bank,
Have had the best financial regulator the world had ever seen in that job at that time, would it have made any difference?
Absolutely. This entire banking crisis was utterly predictable and utterly preventable, because the idea is the regulator has to enforce regulation. That's the job. It's not the regulation that's...
And they could see what was coming.
If I could see what's coming, if people on the street in Dublin... I was having conversations, Richard, in bars with fellas in 2002, 2003, saying, this is bonkers. This thing doesn't look right. People using their common sense, deploying what I would say kitchen sink economics, could see what was happening. And had any of those people used their common sense, it could have been prevented and the crisis would never, ever have happened.
All right. There we have to leave it. Thanks very much indeed for coming in. David McWilliams on the Banking Inquiry. And of course, the evidence of Mr. Neary will continue throughout the afternoon. There'll be more of this on RTE Radio 1.